Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom after the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. And coach, you guys finished fourth. You guys get a bye. You fall to Centralia in the semifinal round, and you take on Hanover in the third-place game. Didn't go your way in that one either. But first, I want to take this game by game as you lose to Centralia 46-42. And this is a game that, I mean, that was very close throughout, and in the end, just kind of falling a little bit short.
Yeah, we had a small. It was, I mean, it was a tight game throughout. We jumped on them early, but it tightened up real quick, and it's kind of what we expected. But we had a small lead late, and just made some really poor decisions down the stretch that cost us. So, and against good teams, they're going to capitalize on your mistakes. So, we didn't take care of the ball down the stretch. We didn't get good shot, you know, looks at the basket, not good possessions. So, overall, against good teams, you have to. There are certain critical possessions where you need to really come up with something positive, and we just didn't get that at the end of that game. And credit to Centralia, they're always like this. They're a team not going to go away, and they're not going to quit. So you've got to really tighten things up at the end of the game just to kind of control your controllables, and we didn't do that.
And then in the third place game, you fall 51-48. How important do you feel like this game was in retrospect, and do you feel like that both teams really went at it and just went all out in this one?
I think you could tell from the start that both teams were a little sluggish. The tournament was kind of a grind for everybody, and I think that by that last day, you could kind of sense that the kids were getting a little tired. But I think in that game, we played three good quarters, but we didn't put a complete game together. We had a small lead at halftime, and we laid an egg in the third quarter and only scored 1 point. We had a good fourth quarter to tighten it up, but again, just like in the Centralia game, Hanover game, we had some poor decisions late in the game that cost us. So we've got to be a more intelligent team down the stretch when it's crunch time and work those certain scenarios that you see in games. And hopefully we've learned some of those lessons through the tournament, and later in the season when we get in those situations again, we'll handle them better.
And you guys were supposed to play Rock Creek in a non-league game on Tuesday, that being postponed to a later date to be determined later. Now you guys are going to be playing Hanover again. This will, unfortunately for you guys, be on the road. But how important is this one, as this is a huge game in terms of the standings? As of right now, you guys are in first place, tied with Clifton Clyde, 4-0. Hanover right there behind you guys, 3-1. This is a big one. I mean, what are your thoughts on having to play them back-to-back and possibly having an advantage of the fact that they did beat you guys, and it's hard to beat a team twice in a row?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope we play like we have. I mean, it's a big game, but I feel like since they got us the first time, maybe the pressure's on them a little more to take care of business again. So I hope we just play hard and play tough and play free and play loose and put more of a complete game together. But, yeah, the league race is going to be tight. There's some really good matchups to be played throughout the league, and anybody can beat anybody on any given night. So it's going to keep things interesting.
Yeah, and I want to get your thoughts on how the TVL has shaped out so far. It certainly feels like there's two tiers, and I don't feel like that those tiers are too separated, if you will. You have the top half and then the bottom half, but even then, some teams in the bottom half are giving teams in the top half a challenge. But your thoughts on how things have shaped out so far and what you expect for the second half of the season?
Well, I think we're kind of getting toward the end, but still a lot of league games left to be played. But I think we're kind of seeing maybe a little of what you talked about. There's kind of a clear running on the upper half of the league for maybe a league title and maybe some teams that will really do some impressive things in postseason. But at the same time, teams that have accumulated some losses in our league have accumulated those losses to some really good teams. So I mean, they're good teams themselves. They're not to be overlooked. And that's the good thing about this year is every game's a test. Every game's going to be tough. And hopefully it keeps you sharp throughout the season and keeps you kind of improving as things go on. And I hope for our entire league that we're all playing our best in March and the TVL can put on another good showing late in the season.
Yeah, certainly will. Seems like every year it is just a gauntlet. So I'm going to wish you the best of luck for this upcoming week, a big one against Hanover on Tuesday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.